Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Recently, the Cooperative Funeral Care Company has begun running television advertisements in the United Kingdom, encouraging people to pre-plan, and I'm sure pre-pay, for their funerals. Well, I agree that it is a very good idea and can prove to be extremely salutary, because I think it causes us to think about our own mortality. So if you haven't already done so, I would encourage you to meet with your pastor and pre-plan your funeral. However, I suspect that's about where my enthusiasm for these adverts ends. The commercial consists of several people with varying backgrounds and of varying ages speaking about what they want from their funeral service. The first woman notes she doesn't want anyone wearing black, but she wants it to be a party. The next woman commented that she hopes everyone would be dancing to Elvis. Then an elderly gentleman remarks that he would be pleased if everyone attending his funeral would have in their hand a 50-year-old malt whiskey. Another person comments that they have planned to arrive in style. But I must confess it's the last person who really gets my goat. This middle-aged man says that he wants the song, "I Did It My Way," to close his service. As I understand it, the playing of "I Did It My Way" has become quite a commonplace thing in funerals here in Britain. The song was written by Paul Anka and made famous by Frank Sinatra, and it describes a man who is nearing death. The final curtain is about to fall. Yes, he's had a few regrets, but he's done what he's had to do. And he admits that there were times he's bit off more than he could chew, but he spit it out and stood tall and did it my way. He's loved, and he's cried, and he's had his share of losing. But through the tears, because they have now subsided, he finds it all slightly amusing. He says, not in a shy way, "But more than this, I did it my way." Man is no more than what he feels, and to no one should he kneel. For the record shows that he took his blows, but I did it my way. The song concludes defiantly, yet sadly, "Yes, I did it my way." This anthem that boldly proclaims, "I did it my way," seems to sum up everything we as sinful humanity stand for. We care little for family, friends, and other human beings, and we care nothing at all for God. We are only in life for what we can get out of it. Unfortunately, few human beings seem to see the irony of singing this song at a funeral. What do you get when you do it your way? You get death. Because the person in the coffin has done it their way, they've gotten what they've deserved, death. The wages of sin is death, and that is exactly what we get when we live life our way. Our way is the wrong way. My way is the highway to death and to hell. On the contrary, the Christian knows that whatever gain, honor, glory, praise, or reward that we get during our earthly lives are ultimately useless and meaningless. Instead, the only thing that really matters is Jesus Christ and His hold on us. The Apostle Paul puts it this way in Philippians chapter 3, "But whatever gain I had, I count as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Did you catch that? Everything that we accomplish in our lives should be considered as loss and rubbish in comparison with knowing Jesus Christ our Savior. Why? Because only Jesus has conquered our greatest enemies of sin, death, and the grave. Sorry, Frank, doing things my way leaves us with no hope, no salvation, and no life. But having faith in Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life, fills us with peace, assurance, and even joy at life's end. Again, we hear the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 14. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and rose again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. By all means, I would encourage you to prepare your funeral. But don't do it your way. Instead, rely on God's way, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way to the Heavenly Father. His life, death, and resurrection have won the victory for you, and he has brought you and gives you eternal life. Death has been swallowed up in the victory of Christ our Lord. Give up relying on your own way and believe in the way, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant your unworthy servants your grace that in the hour of our death the adversary may not prevail against us, and that we may be found worthy of everlasting life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.